Canada has a rich and varied history. The province of Nova Scotia is proud of its Celtic roots, with more than half the population claiming Scottish or Irish heritage. But despite the many threads linking these people to the lands of their ancestors, there had been something missing: single malt whiskey. Businessman Bruce Jardine decided to put that right, and he founded the Glenora Distillery. Donnie Campbell is general manager. So, how do you make whiskey?
The ingredients are basically water, yeast, and barley. And the water, of course, is coming from McClellan's Brook, which is why we're situated in this location. The yeast is it's a South African brewing yeast. And the barley, initially it came from Scotland. Because this hadn't been done before in North America, Bruce Jardine needed to take that variable out of the equation. And so for that reason, he started importing his barley from Scotland. Today, though, we do use a barley from Canada.
What's the process then to produce the whiskey? Is it pretty much exactly the same as if I were to go to, say, the Talisker Distillery on the Isle of Skye?
It's very much similar. The process is the process. Before Bruce built the distillery here, he was touring around Scotland for about a year and a half looking at various distilleries. And at that time, with the help of the Bowmore Distillery, he located all the equipment that we have. And Bowmore actually came over and did the initial setup. They did the training, and a couple of our guys went and trained at the Bowmore Distillery. So the process is the process, so even the equipment did come from Scotland. And it takes about a week and, say, 10 years to make whiskey. So that first week part is the production. And then where it can really take its own path is when it's sitting in the warehouse and the mystery and the magic kind of happens as the product is maturing in oak barrels.
And what difference does it make to what barrel you put your whiskey into? Because obviously you've got, you know, the whole of North America to choose from in terms of bringing in barrels.
First off, oak has to be used in maturing whiskey because oak has that ideal porosity to allow the product to breathe. And with our neighbors in the U.S. And bourbons have a huge chunk of the global whiskey market. And one of the standards in making a bourbon is that they have to be matured in new oak. So there becomes a surplus of barrels. And because they're very close to us, it's very handy for us to be able to acquire the barrels from the U.S. Most of the whiskey that's matured in Scotland is actually matured in once-used bourbon barrels as well. An alternative there may be a barrel from Spain that had stored sherry in it, or a barrel that stored port, or there's various finishes that people may do. But we have been acquiring our barrels from the U.S., and we've used various distilleries from the U.S., but the last number of years we've been acquiring our barrels from the Buffalo Trace Distillery.
I assume then that what's been in the barrel beforehand has quite an impact on the flavor of the finished whiskey.
Certainly it does. Now, when that barrel is built, before bourbon is put in it, the inside of the barrels are burnt. So they're set on fire, basically, or they're toasted. And that burn is going to knock down the first couple of layers of the oak. And so this is going to start that breathing process. But also, the charcoal is going to act as a natural filter for this magic, or this unknown, as it's breathing. Of course, it's where a lot of the dark color is coming from. So there may have been a 4-year-old bourbon in there, or there might have been an 8-year-old bourbon or a 12-year-old bourbon. And that's going to determine how much of that richness is coming out of the wood. So when we get it, that's going to certainly determine the color and flavor that's going to come through in our whiskey as well.
Can you then reuse them again?
We possibly could. There's no law saying that we can't. But we figure that we've gotten a lot of that goodness out of that barrel. So there's lots of aftermarket sales for those barrels. And the craft brewery industry, there's many beer companies or new beer companies that are wanting to finish their beers in our barrels. So we've been doing that. And of course, they make wonderful flower pots.
That's Donnie Campbell, general manager of the Glenora Distillery in Nova Scotia, Canada. For more information, visit glenoradistillery.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, and personal growth experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.